see clearly now.
All right, so here we go. And here's where I want to jump off and jump in. The National Rifle Association is, you know, the poster child of hate for the liberals, for the progressives. Anytime there's a shooting of any significance, they blame the NRA. They blame the gun lobby. In effect, they blame me and probably you for being a gun owner. Somehow it's your fault that a crazy person killed people. Now, what happened in Texas, in Uvalde, is gut-wrenching. I can't even begin to understand the depth of sorrow for those people there. It's horrible. But to suggest, as Michael Moore and Joe Biden and others do, that we should change the Second Amendment or get rid of it altogether is nonsense. In fact, in the last few years, women and minorities have been the number one driver of new gun sales in America. Women and minorities, think about that. And we've never had a mass shooting, as I've said, at any major inner city school in America, because schools like Detroit that I'm familiar with, they have their own police department. You don't have mass shootings where you have people there to protect the kids or to look out for the kids. Joining me is Rick Echter. He is a National Rifle Association certified trainer. He's from Detroit, but he's in Houston today for the National Rifle Association meetings that are starting here in just a day or two. Rick, good to have you back.
Hey, thank you for having me on, man. Always a privilege. Glad to be here.
Always appreciate you being here. Now, first of all, what happened in Uvalde, it's gut-wrenching, but I want to focus for a moment on the fact that you don't see mass shootings like this at Detroit public schools or Chicago or Baltimore, because they have armed personnel and police officers on campus every day. You don't have this. So the argument from the left that somehow having guns on campus with police makes schools more dangerous, it is absurd, Rick.
Well, we haven't seen the presence of law enforcement and screening stations in Detroit public schools being a problem or being a deterrent. Actually, it's rather sane, and we can look at the results. We haven't had any mass shooting at our public schools in Detroit. So I'm going to say that we keep doing what we're doing, and we should keep getting the same results.
And I am saying that we need to put armed officers or trained teachers or whatever it takes to make sure that anybody knows if they attack a school, there will be a forceful response to defend the children that are going to school there. We're not going to get rid of guns in America. I'm not going to turn mine in. You're not going to turn. I'm not going to voluntarily be a victim. You were a victim once. That's why you became a gun owner, became a member of the NRA. You were held at gunpoint once. You survived. You said, God, if we get through this, I won't be a victim again. I won't be a victim, Rick. So we need to find other solutions, don't we?
Oh, we definitely do, man. As you mentioned, I was robbed at gunpoint in my own driveway several years ago, and I wasn't really a big fan of firearms at the time. But during the actual event, I had an epiphany. I thought that having a firearm might actually come in handy. So I did what any good, fair-minded citizen would do. I educated myself. I learned the laws, and I took on the responsibility seriously. And I haven't looked back, and I am so glad that I actually took the opportunity to become responsible for my safety.
And in fact, you've taken it upon yourself to train thousands of people. You run the classes, and over time, it went from a few dozen to a few hundred to a few thousand people that you have trained to mindfully handle firearms in a common sense, safe fashion to defend themselves and others, correct?
Well, man, I am so glad that I have had a lot of help from a lot of people and a lot of organizations in the gun rights community. Every year, I do the free women's shooting event in Detroit. And last year, we trained 1,000 women how to shoot across 2 days at two different gun ranges simultaneously. And we're going to do it again this upcoming July 31st and July 30th in Detroit at Top Gun gun range and over at Recoil gun range. And I'm so happy for all the supporters in the community that are helping me do that. We're going to save lives and teach women some valuable survival skills.
And two more things I want to make sure I get to here. First of all, you are a member of the National Rifle Association. You're a certified instructor for the National Rifle Association. And I'm going to come back to that. But the first thing is the knee-jerk reaction from Democrats, from Joe Biden, from Eric Swalwell, from Michael Moore, all of these folks, is that The Second Amendment is racist somehow. The right to defend yourself in America is a racist idea. Rick, I think it's pretty clear you're a black man in America. I'm a white man in America. We are good friends. We both own firearms for the same reason, for self-preservation and to defend the things that we care about and love. What do you think when you hear the Democrats scream racism over the Second Amendment?
I find it absurd, man. You know, it would be racist if I wasn't allowed to have a firearm. I couldn't buy a firearm. I couldn't get a carry permit. And there were other people in other sections of the state or other states in this country who could. And if you look at the actual demographics and you figured out, gee, everywhere where gun control is the most stringent, it happens to be where people of color tend to be concentrated. So, you know, I am so glad that the Second Amendment exists and that it's there and that we have like-minded people all across this country who are banded together to do whatever is necessary legislatively, politically, to make that right still exist. And as I mentioned before, I'm at the NRA annual meeting, man, and I'm here to listen and find what other people are doing all across our great land to fight for the Second
Amendment. Right. Now, of course, the National Rifle Association meetings taking place in Houston, Texas, which is where you are today. You're not in Detroit. You're in Houston. A lot of heat, you know, at least from the left and social media and so forth, targeting the NRA. How could you dare have your meetings in Texas after the school shooting? And again, the school shooting is gut-wrenching. Makes me sick to my stomach. The school was too accessible. There was an officer there that didn't apparently do much to defend the school. We need to do more to defend the schools, but attacking the NRA is the other, you know, card that they play every time something like this happens. You are an NRA member. What do you say to them over that?
Well, I mean, when you look at guns and bad guys do bad things, and they're going to go to places where they have a great likelihood of being successful, hurting people who are vulnerable. Gun-free zones are just areas in which you have a lot of people who could be victimized simultaneously, and you provide an opportunity for these crazy people to do bad things. You look at the response in other areas such as Detroit, man, and we take a different response as to our children when they're at school. They're most vulnerable, and so we do everything we can to protect them, and we should follow that same mindset everywhere else. If our children truly are important to us, then we should do what is required to keep them safe.
Rick Hector, I could not possibly agree more. And I say it again. The National Rifle Association could not have a better ambassador to the world than you, Rick. Common sense, to the point, and doing the right things by training people every day. I wish you well. I always appreciate talking to you. I'm sure we'll talk again soon. Enjoy your time in Houston. Thank you.
Hey, man, thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure and a privilege. And hopefully I get to come on maybe in a couple of months to talk about the big annual shooting event in Detroit.
Absolutely. 1,000 women being trained by that man, Rick Hector. A victim once, not a victim twice. And that's why he began his pursuit of knowledge of firearms. Great story. When we come back, what's in your pocket? Is it worth money or not? We'll tell you on the Steve Gruber Show. Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Bigby Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber. Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to PatriotFoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.